This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Sandy Henschel has been with me all week. We're bringing it to an end. And in some ways, Sandy, I think you saved the best for last. So you had a really spectacular week.
I've had a wonderful week, and I think you're going to love this book, too. This is a memoir. It's Miss Chloe by A.J. Verdell, read by Bonnie Turpin, who is a Golden Voice, and in this case, an Earphones winner as well.
I have so many things to say, but the first thing I want to say is A.J. Verdell wrote a book called The Good Negress that I read when it came out so long ago. And it was so vivid. I still remember that book. And it's her only published novel.
It is. It's the only book she ever published. But because of that book, that's how her literary relationship with Nobel Prize winning author Toni Morrison began. And that's what this book is about, their literary relationship and their friendship.
So when you say literary relationship, what do you mean?
They would definitely talk about their work to one another. But first, you have to start at the very beginning. And Morrison, who was born Chloe Wofford, first entered Verdell's life when The Good Negress was published. And Miss Chloe, Toni Morrison, called her and wrote to praise the book and encourage her. That's basically what this whole book focuses on, encouraging young Black authors and artists to continue and not be downtrodden by racism.
And of course, Bonnie Turpin is a Golden Voice.
And she never disappoints. Her delivery, her pace, her nuanced tones, everything she does enhance the audiobook. And it's not like full of action and what have you, it is mostly allowing listeners to feel the insight into each character, each person that they mention.
And she can do that.
Yeah. And she also captures the sometimes prickly nature between the two women because it wasn't always sweet and kind, but it always maintains a level of respect that Verdell felt for her mentor.
Well, should we hear a little bit?
Okay. Verdell talks about Toni Morrison in terms of her genius and its effect on her life and writing.
Okay. This is Miss Chloe, a memoir of a literary friendship with Toni Morrison by A.J. Verdell. And it's read by Bonnie Turpin.
As a young Black girl in America, I was already in Morrison's debt. This I was aware of. Morrison belongs to a rare club of writers who have changed literature, popular culture, and Black women's views of themselves. Like Zora Neale Hurston, Maya Angelou, Paula Marshall, June Jordan. Women and readers of this time, of this era, will elect the change makers of their time. During her era and mine, Morrison accomplished an enormous tour de force by relentlessly stripping the hegemonic gaze. Morrison made us and our human complexities so visible, in language so eloquent and deep, that the whole of world literature could not deny her innovation and brilliance. When I met Toni Morrison in person, I had been her reader and her cheerleader for dozens of years. Morrison's fame is far-reaching. You can find Toni Morrison quoted here, there, and everywhere.
See, when you listen to Bonnie through so many books, she does wonderful fantasy books. She does Nicole Glover's Murder and Magic series. She's great at YA. And then you can hear her do a book like this so perfectly. That range is extraordinary.
Yes, she is. She's quite amazing. And she's heartfelt when she talks about Miss Chloe. And she provides, I don't know, enthusiasm. There's a lightness, there's an energy that makes you want to listen. One of the things that really captured me with this book was how enlightening it is about the prejudices that worked against Black writers and artists all the time. Morrison helped Verdell get invited to teach at Princeton, where she taught for a while. Morrison was also teaching there along with Cornel West, Neil Painter, Yosef Komunyakaa, and it was an amazing experience for Verdell, and she credits it all to Toni Morrison.
Does she talk about why she never published anything else?
Well, no, she doesn't. Here's a nice quote from the book. If you let a black girl loose in a library, you may not recognize the woman who emerges.
Okay, so we were talking about Miss Chloe, a memoir of a literary friendship with Toni Morrison by A.J. Verdell, read by Bonnie Turpin. Sandy, it's been a great week. Thank you so much. Behind the Mic is supported by Oasis Audio, publishing titles for all ages. You can find out about it at oasisaudio.com. Today, we're dropping a bonus edition of Behind the Mic, an interview with one of Audiophile's 2022 Golden Voices, Rupert Degas.
Any detail, as little or as much, whatever the author feels I need to bring the voice that's in their head to life, is happy. You know, and references are great. If someone says, look, he's a young Harrison Ford, or I had one author say to me, look, I wrote this with Tony Blair in my head. And I went, great, I'll just do Tony Blair. So, you know, I just made the entire character Tony Blair, sort of a subtle version of that. And that sort of came out.
That's an extended interview with Golden Voice Rupert Degas on a bonus edition of Behind the Mic. We're dropping it today. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor. And the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.